Let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and with song. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah.
Come, let us bow down in worship.
For the Lord, our Maker. For he is God, and we belong to him. We are his people, the flock under his care. Sing, hallelujah, hallelujah.
A reminder, please wear masks while you're singing.
Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and with song.
Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah.
Come, let us bow down in worship, and let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is God, and we belong to him. We are his people, the flock under his care.
Sing hallelujah.
They honey the rose, a step forward.
Are you glad to have come into the house of the Lord today?
Yes.
Are you glad when the Lord calls you into his presence every day?
Yes.
Hallelujah. I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
I was glad.
Land and Messiah Yeshua. And Lord, you have called us to be those who survey the land and come back with the report that it's good, O Lord. Just because something is difficult, Lord, doesn't mean it's not good. Lord, what you give us is good because you only give good and perfect gifts, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we ask that you would help us by grace, O Lord, to enter into that promised land and to take it fully.
to Canaan, possess your possessions. And I will go before you, says the Lord. The city walls are high, but you shall see them tumble. The giants, they are tall, but you shall see them stumble. Enter into Canaan, possess your possessions. I will go before you, says the Lord. With the high praises of God in my hand and a two-edged sword in my hand. I'll march right on to victory, right into Canaan land. Praise ye the Lord always. Praise ye the Lord always. Praise ye the Lord down in your heart. Praise ye the Lord down in your heart always.
Lord, as we enter the promised land, we remember that our weapons are not carnal. Our weapons are not swords that cause bloodshed. Our weapons are your word, the sword of the Spirit.
Enter into Canaan, possess your possession. I will go before you, says the Lord. The city walls are high, but you shall see them crumble. The giants, they are tall, but you shall see them stumble. Enter into Canaan, possess your possession. I will go before you, says the Lord. With the high graces of God in my hand, and a two-edged sword in my hand.
Your word!
I'll march right on to victory. Right into Canaan land. Praise the Lord always. Praise the Lord always. Praise the Lord down in your heart. Praise the Lord down in your heart always. Praise the Lord always.
Always. In every situation we will praise you, O Lord. We confess, Lord, this is not the situation we want, but we will praise you, Lord. For your word says to rejoice in the Lord always.
We praise the Lord and in the heart always.
We'll enter into Canaan, possess our possession, and I will go before
you, will go before us, Lord. The city walls are high, but you shall see them crumble. The giants, they are tall, but you shall see them stumble. So enter into Canaan, you'll possess your possession. I will go before you, says the Lord. Oh, with the high praises of God in my mouth, and a two-edged sword in my hand.
Thank you for your word, O Lord.
Victory, right into Canaan land. Praise the Lord always. Praise the Lord always. Praise the Lord down in your heart. Praise the Lord down in your heart always. Praise the Lord always. Praise the Lord always. Praise the Lord down in your heart. Praise the Lord down in your heart always.
Just remind you that the common mic is open if you have a word from the Lord, if you have a word of wisdom, if you have a word of knowledge, if you have an utterance of tongues or an interpretation of tongues, if you have a scripture, an exhortation. Thank you, Lord, for that is our inheritance in you. Hallelujah.
The King is coming, lift up your hands. The King is coming, cry Hosanna. The King is coming, lift up your voice and rejoice. He has taken the enemy's breath. He has the keys of hell and of death. Lift up your hands, O ye gates, enter the King. Who is this King that we should lift our hands? For is our voice to shout his glory. Yeshua, you are our victory. Yeshua, you are our king. Yeshua, you are our victory.
Yeah.
Yeshua, you are our king.
The king is coming, lift up your hands. The king is coming, cry Hosanna. The king is coming, lift up your voice and rejoice. He comes to save. He has taken the enemy's breath. He has the keys of hell and of death. Lift up your hands till he gains.
King of my heart. I don't know if you heard that, so I'll repeat it. Over the past couple weeks, I've been thinking about a song called King of My Heart. Anyways, what I was thinking is that as we're singing the song about, do I need to repeat myself? I don't know if that was transmitting. Okay. As we were singing this song, I was remembering, you know, how we were saying in services today, repeating the scripture that's in Ephesians about every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Yeshua is Lord to the glory of the Father. Hallelujah. But yes, that will happen. We will bow our knees. But I think what God wants is for us to bow our hearts,
amen,
not just our knees. And so I encourage you to bow your hearts before the Lord. And that's what he's looking for. He's looking for a bowed heart. A contrite spirit and a humble person, basically, he will not despise. And so let's do that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just confirmation of that, Judah. I was singing that song, You're the King of My Heart, like all week. So the Lord wants us to know that whatever he's calling us to, whatever he's giving us, he is the king of our hearts. And if we choose to surrender our hearts to him, there's absolutely no trial, no tribulation that he cannot get us through. So let's just bow our hearts before him for a minute as we proclaim the truth.
Yeshua, you are risen to reign. Yeshua, you are our King.
We choose you, Lord.
Yeshua,
and whatever our hearts would condemn us, your word says that you, O Lord, are greater than our hearts.
Just want to say we are blameless because Yeshua is the only blameless one. There is no other.
Hallelujah.
Yeshua, you are a victory. Oh, you save us, Yeshua. You alone are our King. In everything, Yeshua, you are our victory. Yeshua, you are me.
John, do you have a word to share?
Well, in Psalm 48, a long time ago, we learned this song, and it's a song, so I'm going to try to do it this way. It says, "Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King." And
hallelujah.
Every once in a while, I sing that to myself and to the Lord. Yeshua, and the book of Psalms is a tremendous book because it tells us exactly what we should do. It says, "Clap your hands, all you peoples, and shout unto God for the voice of triumph." I mean, there's so much here, and it's so valuable, and God tells us to seek his word as we seek for gold and silver. Now, gold and silver are very, very, very valuable. And this book, these books are very, very valuable. So these psalms and songs, I thought it was just tremendous that we could put it and even have some great music to go along with it. So I just thank God for all that.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We sing together the words of Isaiah 6:3. As we exalt the Lord of hosts.
Oh,
celebrate you as the Adonai Tzevaot, the Lord of hosts, the mighty warlord who is for us.